I'm good. How are you?
I'm
doing this, and then I'm going straight to hear the prophecy. I want to hear the prophecy. And it's great because I'm going to show Anthony Fauci's prophecy from 2017. It's all related. Yeah.
How was the airport in Phoenix? Was it fast or no?
Yeah, it's stupid.
This is Everything Homes special segment. Stories needing sharing. Messages that matter from people you need to know about. Heroes, do-gooders, and purpose-driven patriots. Offering tips, solutions, inspiration, and entertainment. They truly are good people doing good business and good things. Here's your host, Michelle Swinnick, the queen of quality content. Enjoy the show.
But yeah, it's on.
I killed it the last couple of years and I killed it.
All right, we're live. We're live. So in case you want to keep talking, that would be awesome.
It'd be great Mike. If you don't hear my voice.
Mike, we're live now. We're live. This is Everything Homes Talk Radio Show. We're reporting live from the Reawaken Tour, Clay Clark's event down here in Phoenix at Asona at the Demonic Dream City Church. I know, you know, we've been.
Are we live? Video?
We're live right now. That is on another screen. I just wanted to make sure this was working, but apparently you want to look at yourself. So I will, I will get that all read up for Karen. It's okay, we're live. It's not a big deal. There's no rules. Well, then just don't look here. Don't look at the camera. You can just look. You look wherever you feel you need to look. It doesn't matter. Remember, there's no rules. You got it? Okay. Well, yeah. Why don't you inform me who Tom Homan is? It's okay. Right. No, I want you to share who Tom Homan is. Tom Homan is one of the directors, the former directors at the board, or one of the him and the what's the other guy's name? That's like his fraternity brother that he hangs out with.
Not Mayorkas. I don't know.
No. It's the other guy. There's two of them.
He's on your buddy show. He's on Bannon's show all the time.
All the time, and I can't think of the two of them. All right. So why would you bring him up?
You were saying that I wanted to look at myself. It's like Tom Homan tells a story about how he was on Fox News, right?
Right.
And he had a picture of Trump in the background, and President Trump called him up and said, "Yeah, I saw your interview on Fox News." He goes, "Is that a picture of you and me in the background?" He goes, "Yeah, that's at this special event." He goes, "Can you move it? I couldn't see myself in the interview."
See, that's you. Yeah, move that out of the way because I can't see me. So yeah, for those of you just tuning in and don't know who Karen Kingston is, she's here speaking at the event at 4:40 today. Do you want to go over to brighteon.tv? There's Lee Dundas.
I know. I saw Lee. I'm going to be like, Lee Dundas in the house. But
why would she care? So anyway, we're up in the media room and they're kind of breaking things down. They have like a 1 day attention span in the media.
And it's only
people.
A 2 day event this time.
It's
normally 3 days. It's 2 days.
It's 2 days.
It is a ghost out here in the media room.
They decided to, yesterday was packed and then today it got really light and then all of a sudden, like poof.
Yeah, the best is though, like half the people are like, come back tomorrow, I'll interview you. And they're like, no,
they're not here.
Give me your phone number. I'll call you. Don't call me. I'll call you.
They're guarding our speakers with a
tack dog. That's the other thing. They got a bunch of Nazis running the door for the speakers.
No,
like literally half, like three quarters of the room of the speakers have been on my show before. Right. And then some of my I'm friends with. So I said, hey, can I just go in and say hello? And they're like, oh, no, you can't go anywhere. And I'm like, you're like a Nazi. It's a tour. Like, those people aren't famous. They're not famous.
They wouldn't even let me park.
Yeah, they're like regular people.
Yeah,
they're regular people.
The opposite of famous.
They're poor.
Yeah, we don't even get paid to do the stuff we're not famous for. Patriotism doesn't pay.
No, it does not.
Yeah. Politics pays. Patriotism
doesn't pay, but pharma does.
And Karen, politics and
pharma pay. That's what Karen used to do. For those of you who do not know, Karen Kingston. This Karen was an angel.
You can't see Mike.
Wait, you gotta.
Karen told me last night she was considered one of the angels.
Pfizer's angels.
Yes.
Is that kind of like the angels from Victoria's Secret? So does Pfizer have their own line of angels?
That question.
It's funny.
Yeah. All right, tell the story.
I grew up in Manhattan, right?
And
he's trying to get in the picture.
No, I know, but I got to move the camera. But I'm just trying to figure out where the Logitech thing is. Let's keep talking.
So I'm a rep at Pfizer, and we had downtown Manhattan. My territory was L1H15, so fact check that, Reuters.
People always have a problem with you working for Pfizer because they're like, I can't find where you work. Go ahead.
So I'm a rep at Pfizer downtown, and it was me, Felicia, Kimberly.
Bye, Felicia.
Felicia, Kimberly, Janet, and Tim. So I was the brunette. Felicia was the redhead. Kimberly was the blonde. And she was the bikini model. I'm not kidding. Janet was African-American. And then...
Oh, so you had, like, the United Colors of Benetton.
And then Tim was gay. So there were some offices we couldn't get into. And it turned out the doctor was gay. So when Tim joined the team, we were like, yes, we got in. So they called us Stars of Angels, and we rocked. We did rock.
So it was like a little hitman crew. And then you guys each went off into whoever needed the deadly weapon in order to get into the meeting. So you pulled the gay card, you pulled the Afro card, you pulled the, what were you card?
I was a brunette.
Oh, the brunette card.
I had a brunette,
okay.
a blonde, a redhead.
Oh, so you, okay, you had the trifecta.
Yeah. I don't know how you say it. So anyway,
here's the thing.
So you guys might have picked up like I'm kind of like I have like an analytical mind, right? Turns out.
Oh, and a photographic memory.
So turns out,
which makes it worse. You might not want to date her, boys. You might not want to date her.
Let me change this. Sorry.
Well, it's not on Rumble. Go to Cloud Hub. Go to Cloud Hub.
So the first 3 months.
Because Rumble, I had to set it up, and she's anxious. She has no faith.
I know. I tell you, so the first 3 months, I'm terrible at my job, right? Because I'm like trying to explain stuff to doctors or talk to them about stuff.
You're talking down to the doctor.
So, no, I wasn't going down. But just turns out that men don't like it when, and I was in my 20s. No.
So you're hot and young.
Yeah, they don't like it when hot young girls.
Remember when we were hot and young? It was like our 20s.
They don't like it when hot young girls are trying to talk to them about smart stuff. So this is what I used to do, and I don't have my hair to flip them. This is why I put my hair.
I was so disappointed when I saw you walk in. I'm like, we're not going to get the stripper flip. That is so not fair. I wanted the court stripper flip all the way down, all the way up. You're going to do it before you get up.
I'm doing terrible, and I'm like, this isn't working. So I just decide, like, I was like, get it. I'm going to be the stereotype. So I go into the doctor, and we have sales aids or clinical studies, and I go in and flip my hair, and I'd be like, I don't understand this. Can you explain it to me? And they're like, it looks like Lipitor is better at lowering the bad cholesterol here, and that means that the lower the bad cholesterol is, the less you're likely you're going to get atherosclerosis. That means clogging of the artery, Karen, and that means that you're less likely to have a heart attack. So I was like, so does it say it works better than Mevacor and Zocor? They're like, yeah, that's basically what it says. I'm like, so why are you writing Mevacor and Zocor?
That's how I was number one in the region. There you go.
By playing stupid. You know, maybe.
You did that every visit you went to these doctors?
The first 3 months I didn't. And then I flipped the switch.
What's I saying?
I flipped the switch. I flipped the hair. And I was like, I would put stuff up. And I was like, I don't know.
And it works.
It works.
Men like that, though. They like when you play dumb because they're like, they think it's like a damsel in distress. They're going to help you.
Too, so what was he doing?
He was the homo.
Don't say that like that. I love him. We're still good friends today.
I don't know the guy, but that's what it's called, a homosexual. I believe that is the name of the scientific name. This science?
No one said that.
Homosexual.
Yeah, but Tim could talk to the guys and stuff like
that.
Like, I can't talk.
Did he flip there too? Or just drop stuff a lot?
Oh, I'm sure he flipped a lot of things.
He was a former Mr. Olympia, though. He's a very good-looking man. I mean, he's a very intelligent
man. Most 99% of the gay men are good-looking.
They are. I remember we went
and you
out,
just go, wow, we lost another one.
We went out to dinner
Damn
it. At Don George. And,
they're dressed so nice.
Yeah.
And they're fun.
And they
I want to be with a gay man. That's what I need. I need a gay man. And they smell like men, but clean and, like, nice. Yeah, they smell nice.
You know,
and they're smooth. They're smooth.
Ruined by this interview, probably. You know.
No, this is fun. people need to see another side of the Karen Kingston nanolipid particles.
Not like, not just rattling off a bunch of numbers.
No, not just going like, whoa, that's a lot of information.
You haven't checked section 2 on the 37th page of the second.
Well, I know you better watch out on August 25th, page 23. That's your job. That's what you do. So what are you gonna share today? Oh no, why don't you do this? Why don't you? Well, I what I want you to do is yesterday on Stu Peters, I did watch it. So anybody who's in the listening, you can go to the Stu Peters, go to brightcan.tv and just go, you could search Karen Kingston. Just do that and just watch, you can watch the whole page of stuff. But if you look at the episode yesterday, which was the 14th of January, it's like it was the third or fourth one down this morning, started at 37 minutes. And it's only like 5 minutes long. It's not that bad. So I'm giving you the setup so then you can explain. Now, what she did discuss was the information that Project Veritas came across about DARPA, except they never, as you said, they provided the receipts. They didn't give the information to back up what they were doing.
They never read it.
So, yeah.
Well, they did read it. No, they didn't share what they read.
Right. Just explain that real quick. Like, what was it? What was it? So then what did you share yesterday?
That I read the document.
and then he said, well, but, and then Stu asked, he's like, well, how come other people haven't done this? Like, why didn't they do it? Why didn't they? And you explained that you just kind of did a simple search, right? You looked at the NIHs. And found
no,
you did you tracked for the grant, right? Did you do that?
I was on a Wednesday. Steve Peters thought I had the receipts to prove that Fauci paid EcoHealth Alliance?
Yes, EcoHealth Alliance. Yeah.
EcoHealth Alliance the money to do the gain of function research. And I said, no, it wasn't in the documents from Veritas. And then after I finished talking to him, I was like, oh, I know where to find this.
Yeah.
So I went to the NIH database and I, so in the EcoHealth Alliance pitch to DARPA to create a coronavirus bioweapon, they list the names of the team members, right? So they have Peter Daznak from EcoHealth. They got Ralph Farrick from UNC. They got Zingli Shi from Wuhan Institute of Virology. So I just went into the NIH.
That lady.
Yeah, so she makes the sequences that Ralph Farrick makes in his lab in the University of North Carolina. Probably using, well, they use Illumina and Twist Bioscience. But anyway, so
you know,
I went into
simple words, everything. So it's you
have
in your kitchen cabinet.
I went into the NIH database and I searched, you know, by names and companies, the grants, and I found the grants. So he, Dr. Fauci, between 2017 and 2019, and I mean, I can do more searches too to find more evidence. He paid Peter Daznak $1.8 million from EcoHealth Alliance to further work on the project that Peter Daznak pitched to DARPA, and DARPA said it's too dangerous and turned it down. And it's so bad that when you read out the description in the NIH, they're like, because they have to say a description, it's an abstract of the project, it's verbatim from the proposal that EcoHealth gave to DARPA. The DARPA said that's dangerous. They didn't even change it.
But they do this all the time.
I know. I mean, it's not, it's funny because it's true and sad. But then, and then Ralph Barrick, they paid Ralph Barrick $8 million. And then Fauci.
Yeah,
paid,
some of the numbers were like, there was hundreds of millions of dollars.
Oh, yeah,
goes right between
So Fauci's been funding gain of function research for over 20 years. So in total, Ralph Barrick, the last numbers I ran, because I didn't do, not including 2021. Ralph Barrick paid $111 million to create gain-of-function coronaviruses, including what's called changing the receptor binding domains on the spike proteins to make sure that when your body produces antibodies, it won't, it's like bullets to Superman, it won't do anything. So he got paid $8 or $10 or $12 million to do that. He has a patent on it. And then Fauci paid himself over $48 million to research improving the disease-causing abilities of the HIV envelope, like Fortune 120. So he paid himself $48 million and he patented it. You know, and then the people that sequenced the spike protein out of India in January of 2020 said that the Wuhan Institute of Virology spike protein has HIV spike protein 120 in it. So
what does sequencing mean?
Sequencing means basically, it's the codons. AGCT. So it's the three.
Okay.
That's what your genes are made up of, the nucleotides. Uh-huh. And so they sequence it out, and they come in sets of three called codons. And so those sets of three AGCT keep showing up to make a full sequence for RNA or DNA virus or spike protein.
I saw that.
And then the CGG, CGG is the double codon for HIV glycoprotein 120. it's not normally found in nature, but it is the codon of choice for gain of function research in labs.
I Tulu, the first thing that I walked
in
today.
Owns it, apparently.
Well, he owns a lot of stuff. That's the thing that people need to realize. There's a lot of things in the tech stall, and we own it too. But
yeah.
We're not. Somehow we're getting hosed yet again with everything like that. So
it's really bad.
One thing I noticed you brought out was that the entire sequence.
We're fine on time.
I think you were on another show. You were talking about the entire sequence in the documents you said. But they're like the exact same sequence.
Oh no, you're talking about the sequence for the. The spike protein for the actual vaccine, it matched what was actually in the quote-unquote COVID, right? Or no, there's a
she explained it really
explain,
well.
Okay,
on
yeah,
so let me explain this. Let me explain. So,
explain that so people get it.
SARS-CoV-2, we know, is the chimeric virus that uses that virus that's merged with the human SARS virus. It's called SARS-CoV-2. And
right.
We know it produces the spike protein, and in Equal Health Alliance, they explain the spike protein is called WIV1. It is a Wuhan Institute of Virology HU1 spike protein. It's in Equal Alliance's publication.
Okay.
So if you read the Pfizer approval, the biological license application, which was awarded to Pfizer so they could produce and commercialize the vaccine, Comirnaty, on August 23rd, it says under the part of the product description that Comirnaty contains the full sequence SARS-CoV-2 virus to produce the Wuhan-HU1 spike glycoprotein, which is the biomarker.
Okay, so in English, that means, so people get it, like, real quick.
The vaccine
real quick.
Is a way to inject you with virus to produce the bioweapon that binds to your heart, lungs, kidneys, and lining of all your cells to cause inflammation.
So it's all about the vaccine, which is a non-vaccine bioweapon, and that's the issue. That's the bioweapon. And it's in the patent, people.
The vaccine is the virus.
Vaccine is the virus. That's the whole point. That's what Christia Northrup said. She goes, we got the COVID so that they could give you the vaccine because the bad stuff's in. Then it's, let's put it this way. It's in the syringe.
In the syringe
is what is the problem. And that's what they created. And that's what you are showing. And you've been saying this since, what, May? That it's in the patent. Next slide. My favorite is it gets worse. Next slide. It gets worse. Next slide. It gets worse. Is it an art of war?
It's
the art of war. Isn't that what you say? It's art of war? No, the art of war. Yeah. No.
So
is it a something of war?
Shit,
I screwed it up.
No, it's the art of war.
No. But what did you? What's your little saying? You said it in Dallas. You said it.
Right on.
Act of war.
Oh, it's an act of war. It's an act of war.
You're like, is it a coincidence or is it an act of war?
It is an act of war.
She says it like that.
That's why, Pfizer's contract.
She's gonna say it like the way.
That's why Pfizer's contracts are like, look, if you don't accept our vaccine or anything goes wrong, then we take control of your military and your economy. These are not contracts.
No.
They're like, or we'll kill you and your government and your military now, or you can voluntarily agree to euthanize your public, and then we won't go after you. That's what those contracts are. I just said.
And they're real.
No, they're real.
And you read them.
No, I didn't read those contracts.
You can only read so much.
I watched this on one of the channels. Like, there's a woman out of India, and she was going over the contracts, and she was showing them, and I saw that. I don't talk about contracts. But anyway, I read the EcoHealth. So listen, the reason why they made the SARS-CoV-2 virus, so they had to make a humanized virus for bats, and get the virus into them and make sure that a bat virus never jumped to humans. It makes no sense.
Right.
The way that they vaccinate the bats with the humanized virus, so infect them with the humanized virus, is they have three ways. They're going to give them something to eat.
Oh, this is actually a big deal
because this
puts everything together,
so
what they're doing here at this demonic church.
So
I've been throwing them under the bus for 2 days.
Let's not say vaccine. The three ways they inspect.
It's a non-vaccine bioweapon.
No, the three ways that they inspect the bats with a humanized virus.
Yeah.
Or if you want to infect humans with a batized virus, right? So infect the bats with a humanized virus is they gave them something to eat.
Yeah.
They put something on their skin. Or they gave an aerosol, so they sprayed down the bat cave. But this is where it gets freaky. So they didn't just spray down the bat cave.
Yeah.
We could put up motion sensors
in the bat cave.
So when the bats move in and out, we can spray them on their way in and out.
So they get them every direction.
They get them every direction. Yeah.
Which is the same thing to the people.
So,
which is how they create like a hotspot.
Yeah,
it's high New York City.
It's in the little R.
It's like New York City.
The little R. Yeah, just like a subway system, right?
Yeah, yeah. That's
like
how they.
It's like a bat cave for humans.
Yeah.
And there was an outbreak in New York City. How weird is that?
And it wasn't really anywhere else.
And it wasn't anywhere else. And you know,
no, because it was strategic.
Yeah. And the first 13 people that got sick and hospitalized in Wuhan, because there's a study on this, I read it.
It said
they were exposed to about 600 people, including healthcare workers, and there was not one evidence of human transmission. You have to get vaccinated by an aerosol vaccine, or you have to eat it,
or have to get on your skin.
Or shot.
Right.
Yeah.
So that's it.
There's
that's
no
it.
Jumping from one animal.
So the,
to
and the thing is,
no,
that's not
a made-up story. That's like that's the same.
Isn't that what
men.
Your little R meant? You explained the little R.
The little R is the bat coronavirus. So,
right.
So EcoHealth story. So they call it a novel.
People don't know
coronavirus.
This.
Like a novel.
No, people don't know a lot of stuff. That's why they keep getting the non-vaccine bioweapons stuck in their bodies, and that's why they're wondering what. One guy told me yesterday that how many people you know have died. He said in the past 6 months, 19.
I know six.
Oh my God.
I know six. Definitely.
How many do you know?
Personally.
But more,
I know zero accidents. Isn't that crazy?
It's
how many?
One person a year. I'm trying to think.
And I could say at least like 12 to 15 with adverse reactions. But that's people I from friends of friends. But I know for sure, like personal, I know six of family or friends
dead.
Of family. Personal relationships you have that are dead.
No, I don't have
so there's, I don't think there's any way.
No, I have like my first parents died. Like one of my friends, Cindy, her father died from the vaccine. So it's not like I have friends whose parents died, and my brother, who's 10, he's 59.
How old are you?
He's
she's not answering the question.
She
didn't answer the question.
She
didn't answer the question.
Yeah.
So my friend this morning, when I was talking to her on the phone, she said that her cousin got the vaccination. 12 hours later, he had a stroke.
Yeah.
A month or two later, he went and got his second shot and a booster. She goes, I don't know what to tell the guy. And she said, you don't think there's a connection? No, I don't think there's one at all. He had a stroke 12 hours after he got...
to kill yourself.
Yeah, exactly.
Right.
12 hours after. She told me this morning. How old are you?
Why would you do that?
She said she said how old her brother was.
They called it the novel.
Right, like what's is that new? Novel mean new?
Novel
no,
means
but
no, but it's not novel.
What's a really, really, really long story? What's that called? Really long story.
One that you give.
It's called a novel.
Now this is Karen Kingston humor, everyone. Karen Kingston humor. Just wait for it, you'll catch it. It'll catch you. Just you gotta wait. You gotta lean in, and you gotta sit. You gotta squint.
You gotta
squint. And you go, huh?
You know why I don't?
Oh, okay, I got it now. Oh God, now she's gonna tell jokes.
Yeah, you know I don't
trust. Oh shit, this now's gonna be off the rails. Oh God, I hope this is. I hope this is good. Oh no, it's science jokes.
Yeah, you know why you can trust Adam?
Oh,
you know why?
Why?
Because they make up everything.
Oh, she's funny.
Kind of like Fauci.
Yeah, you funny. You funny lady. You funny lady. You funny farmer lady.
The Legendas has to shake the fun out of her at parties because she's in the document.
Well, she got that binder.
Yeah.
That binder. Well, she said, you know, it's
those
Karen.
Those three tabs. Those three tabs.
She goes, you know, those three tabs, they're really important, Karen. Do you want to send me a copy of that? And she's like, oh, okay. I'll send it to you. She's like, no, I'm kidding. Stop. Just stop. Help me help you. Stop,
you know,
put the book
when
down.
You know says you're working too hard.
Yeah, right.
You're
that's
working
the
too hard.
So you're going to ease up on that, or what are you going to do? I didn't think so. You're gonna. Then you're gonna. So if you're not gonna ease up, that means you're gonna kick it into gear.
Yeah, I'm gonna.
Okay, so you're gonna. Are you gonna?
Now I'm declaring it.
Okay, so she's starting a Substack. Did you? You said you did a getter. Did you get the
getter?
What is it? Your name? Please tell me it's your name.
I don't know.
Oh, this is not good. You need to give it on the stage today. So she's talking at 4:40. So I encourage anybody who's listening to this live to go over to Brightian.tv. Brightian.tv. And listen to her live at 4:40. She might be a little late. Not her problem. Just things run
make
a little
sure
bit late during these things.
You might want to go back and rewind it.
Oh, no, but it's being recorded. It's being recorded. Okay, thank God. I was going to... Okay. I don't like that picture. I don't like it.
It was very flowing.
Can you use a different
picture?
Can you use a different picture?
Okay, what do you want to use?
The one from the Jason.
read the Daystar one?
Yes, please.
There was one on the advertisement.
No, that's just use the Daystar picture, please. Use that for everything. Huh?
There's a picture I saw in one of the advertisements.
No, it's the Daystar. It's the Daystar one. That's the best one. Do it now, because you're going to be giving it on the stage in a few minutes, and there's going to be millions of people signing up to follow you.
Everyone's
no, do it now because you need to do it. You want people looking at that?
I don't know where the photo is.
It's on
my phone. All right, so we are. I want you to go to brightteon.tv, brightteon.tv. Watch this live. I have all my guests' pictures on my phone. I'm trying to give Karen her own picture. Hold on. And then what I want you to do is watch her today. And then Karen's going to be coming back on the show when we do our normal Monday shows. She's going to be gracing us with her presence on Monday at, I think she's at 2 p.m. Mountain Time. And then you're going to come join me on Brighttown. Are you going to do it Friday night? We did before we got on the air. No, you're both coming on. I wanted to have you both on, interview both of you at the same time.
Friday night,
exactly 7 to deck, 8, 7 to 8 Eastern. So
that's the 21st.
No, we're in January, dear. So we are actually we're trying to coordinate here. So we're getting a little bit of lull time. But go over to everythinghomeaboutus.com, everythinghomeaboutus.com, and then I want you to go check out all the wonderful information that we've got on there. And then also I want you to check out the COVID trifecta triple crown. So you're going to listen to what? She's on at 4:40. Yeah, 4:40. But we're going to head down there here in a minute. So I want you. You're going to do it?
Yeah.
Okay, you're going to do it?
I'll be one of your fans.
What?
For sure.
Oh my God, that's a big deal for you. No, this is Friday night. This is Friday night.
I know. I just want to make sure the party was.
Oh, so you're okay.
Are you bring your binder?
So is it a date? you got a hot date on Friday on Saturday night or Friday night?
Is that the picture?
Yeah, that's the picture.
I love that picture.
It's a great picture. It's the best picture you've ever had.
It's like you're flowing wind in the prairie as you're walking through the forest.
I don't care what they did. You need to look like that all the time. Yeah, look like that. Yeah, they got you already.
Yeah.
All right, so I want you to listen to the COVID trifecta, the COVID, what did I call it, triple crown, the COVID trifecta triple crown. So you're going to, it's episode 260 with Dr. Brian Artis, then you're going to episode 263 with Lee Merritt, and then you're going to go to episode 278 with Karen Kingston, the vaccine vixen, and the queen of slide. I just sent you the picture. So if you can do what? Yeah, I totally did. I put it on there real quick because you're going to be giving that on the stage. So you're going to do that. You're going to get all the information you need. You're going to be smarter than all your friends. You're going to share that with your friends and your family so that they don't die by taking the non-vaccine bioweapon.
Here's something you can say to people. Everyone knows. The SARS-CoV-2 virus came from a bat. Like, that's like, you know that, right? So you know that you have genetic material from a bat in the SARS-CoV-2 virus. You know the vaccine is the virus. So if you don't want the vaccine in your kids, you say, I don't want to inject myself or my child with genetic material from a bat. And I have that right to say that.
Right. Yeah. So then there you go.
No, I don't want it. I don't want it.
And then
God made me perfectly. And you too.
Yeah. Thank you.
You're actually really nice and social. Much nicer, much more social than I am.
Karen's got a good story.
If I had an alter ego, it would be Michelle. She's a nice person.
It's a nice person of you?
Stop bothering her in bathrooms.
Yeah. So Karen said,
don't,
these people are going to feel bad. Don't.
No,
Yeah,
well,
they
changed
my wife
and I out of Tulsa, so.
They might hear it. No. Yeah. Sorry, someone asked me in the bathroom whether or not
there was
anthrax.
There's not anthrax.
And
it's
General Flynn is
the
yeah. He's not. He's
no.
Very nice man.
No.
Yeah, very nice guy.
True God. Everything, all people have good intentions here, so don't have to worry about that.
Yeah, but don't ask me any questions.
Yeah, keep it pharma related, clinical.
Like over the stall,
ask her about her guinea pig. Ask her about her guinea pig, Jack. Take the guinea pig. He's a rescue guinea pig from Pfizer. Okay, so as Karen was running out of the Pfizer building, right, she took the little guinea pig under her arm and was running out the building to do a savior. Hey, you want to come jump in here, say hi? Yeah. You're going to go over there first?
Did you go by Jeff or the Matrix?
Jeff wants to be my boyfriend. does. Yeah, he said that we're going to be the new Bright Young couple.
Oh.
There you go.
Yeah, every time he sees me, he gives me a hug, and then he starts kissing my forehead.
And he's so tall.
What? Yeah, because he's like, oh, my God, our first kiss. And he's just like, I said, I know. I said, you want to be my boyfriend? He goes, I'm not already. I said, I don't know. See, he's all right coming over later.
I mean,
Mike
so
Adams was my virtual.
No, I scared him pretty good
my,
the first time.
Yeah, well, Mike Adams was my virtual boyfriend for 4 months because he never talked about his wife. So when I met him and told, well, I was listening to the shows. I had it in the background, and the four words that a woman never wants to hear. And I'm listening. You know, multiple screens, multiple stuff going on. I know we got to wrap it up because we got to go downstairs. And I hear the four dreaded words, and it says like this. My wife and I. And I was on an echoed. And it was like, you know, remember the girl that hates Trump with the little pink pussy hat on, right? That she says, and she screams, no! That was me. Because then
like,
I realized that my, it was like, no! Because then I realized that was my boyfriend, that he's been cheating on me for 30 years with his wife. And I had no idea.
But she let him know that in Tulsa.
But I told him to his face in Tulsa.
Really
and I said, no, I'm not really. I'm not a stalker. Yeah. So the warning is that it took him, after that, it took 10 months to get him on my show. After that, but he's finally coming on. I'm actually going on his show. And then now I have a show on his network. So.
True story. Mike reached out to me because of the show.
Of course he did.
Yeah.
Because I told him.
Yeah, because you told him to. Yeah, so I wouldn't even be on Mike's show. I haven't been on it. Well, I have been on
it. So she, her and Scott McKay are the key. And she's turning around to everybody else.
Who's the key?
You and Scott McKay.
Like, oh, we're like this. Him and I are buddies.
Because you're connected to everybody in different ways.
Yeah, and then we put them together. Because the people that need to be
but you
talking
guys should
together.
Never throw a party because that would just get crazy.
What if we started working together?
It could happen. You could have Karen do all the analytics with her binder.
I'll be the fun part, yeah.
The conversation's already happened. Let's just leave that.
I was thinking about
it's
that.
Already, it's already.
I was literally already thinking about
it
before I drove.
It was already discussed on Thursday and Friday.
I told you that a long time ago, man.
It's already been discussed. Already been discussed.
Anyway,
that's what we got. So what's going to happen on Friday? And we just got to confirm it with Dr. Jane Ruby. So my show on brighthand.tv starts at 7 to 8, from 7 to 8 Fridays. And this is video. So we can't put your hair up. You got to get ready. I'm going to get ready on Friday and get my lazy ass ready. You're doing hair and makeup too. What? Yeah, but you're not putting the hair up. That's not on my show. No, none of that. No, I want you to look like that photo I sent you. Well, you don't have to like make it full on. Well, then you can get it prepped for your party on Saturday. You can do a dry run. So she and Dr. Jane Ruby are going to join me on the premiere of the show. And the reason why I'm doing it is because there's a lot of boys out there that are telling a lot of information, but they're not telling the whole story. So the girls are it's time for the girls to step up to the plate. And you're going to see Karen 2.0. You're going to see Dr. Jane Ruby 2.0 show up. And then watch out what happens after that. Because the world is going to change after that episode, I guarantee you, because of all the things that are lined up that you don't even necessarily know about yet. So anyway, that's what I got to say.
You know what? I love Jane Ruby.
Yeah, I know. I saw you do that. I was like, whatever.
They used to call me the queen or the industry because, like, everybody
knows that.
Yeah, but they also used me to do operations, so I used to have to fire people because the guys didn't have the guts to fire people. And you know what? A lot of guys don't have the guts, including
they don't have the cojones.
She asked the tough questions, and Jane Ruby asked tough questions.
Yeah. Yeah, so I'm going to put those two are going to be together, right? They're going to do most of the talking, but I'm going to kind of direct them a little bit because they'll probably go off on, you know, a little tangent. So I'm going to rein them in. Okay. All right, we'll see. We're going to see what we have. I'm not sure. But that's what we're going to tune in to brightsand.tv on 7 p.m. Eastern Time on Friday. And it's going to be the biggest show ever on the history of the planet.
Everything Home's
my show.
I know.
But it's going to be Everything Home.
Brightsand.tv, just constant streaming. It's not like Brightsand.tv.
No, it's brightsand.tv, and it's going to be live. When you click that button, boom, there you go.
Oh, that's great. Just like going to regular.
And then if you go to the schedule, you'll see below that, you'll see the schedule. it'll have Everything Home and my name on it in that 7 to 8 o'clock slot. You click on that and it'll get you over to the website. EverythingHomeAboutUs.com. EverythingHomeAboutUs.com. So it's all right there.
Central Mountain.
7 to 8 Eastern time. So then subtract accordingly. Centrally minus 2.
I'm dealing with 3 time zones.
I deal with that every single day. It's horrible. I have to write it down just so I don't screw stuff up. You want to share anything else? And then thank you for – it was nice interview in person. See you in person on this trip. Yeah. The interview that you had with him and Dr. Carrie Madej, I encourage you to watch that because it was like a threesome except Dr. Artis got kicked out of the bed. And so it was like – so it was a 3-hour threesome without Dr. Artis, and he tried to keep getting back in, and then it was just fun to watch. So it was her and Carrie Madej just really did a great job. I know, but it was just fun to watch the girls take over. It's amazing how smart these girls really are. It's unbelievable. Yeah. All right, that's it. Thanks, Karen Kingston. Thanks, Mike. Thanks, Mike. Thanks, Mike, from when we originally met in Tulsa. It was a great time. Should I turn this off? You want to talk top secret? You want to tell me some? You want to tell me some secret?
Watch the event because they have 3 or 4 prophets on. Coming
up.
They have Kim Clement's daughter, Donna Clement.
It's coming up next.
And what's
coming up next?
I'm coming on after the prophets, and I'm going to talk about how Fauci prophesies.
Because you brought that up. You brought that up.
February 14, 2017. He prophesied that there's going to be a great pandemic. So
you said that. You said that yesterday, right? Didn't I hear that yesterday?
Yeah.
Or in another one. I listened to a couple of
those. I'm just going to focus on Fauci's prophecy.
Yeah, and Karen's on at 4:40. 4:40, which is really short.
Talk about the prophecy. Don't say Fauci.
It's fraud, she, not Fauci. It's fraud, she. Mayor Corruption County, non-vaccine bioweapon. Got it?
Do you mind anybody else?
It's not election integrity. It's election fraud prevention. No, he's just a bad little elf that Santa didn't want that we got stuck with last Christmas.
He's like, what's the gremlin from?
Oh, that little troll guy?
It's not Gandalf.
The one that spills.
Start with an N. An N?
No.
Ugly one.
I didn't like that series.
One.
My precious.
Oh yeah.
That
troll thing. Oh, give your website. Oh, Karen needs money. Karen needs money.
Well, see, this is it.
Look at that. Now, here's the thing. Now, when I said you have to give Karen money, what the money is going to go to, you're going to go to givesendgo.com/myfight. MIFIGHT. That's givesendgo.com/myfight. MIFIGHT. And you're going to go there, you're going to throw Karen a bone, right? Maybe $5, $10, $20, whatever you can do, because then she can put together a lot more videos and information and get this out to people, because it will change the narrative and it will get people arrested. And if you listen to the Stu Peters show that she talked about yesterday, she gives you an information right there to actually have all of this shut down and Anthony Fauci and the rest of the Klan arrested. If we have Gollum,
Gollum. Holding a coronavirus with Fauci's head on it, going, my precious.
So you could, well, we can do that.
If I get
a little bit of funding, so she can fund the MyFight movement, so she can provide you the information you can understand. Because sometimes when she starts her nanolipid particles and all this other stuff, it's very difficult to understand. But she's going to dummy it down. She's going to start doing short videos, and she's going to start getting them out every day. She's now on Getter, which is under Karen Kingston, KerenKingston. And then, of course, you can follow.
She
is a fun person.
You should do that on stage. You should release the bat.
Yeah, release the bat. I think you should come out to the song Proud Mary, because when you were doing one of the other things, you said, okay, now it's going to get a little rough. It starts nice and slow, and then it gets a little hard and rough. So you should come out to the song Mary. Because you're a dancer. You know, she's a dancer, so she should dance onto the stage and do like an opening skit and dance right on and then start throwing the Corona balls out there. Right?
No one's selling Corona balls here.
The squishy ones. And having the balls with the spikes and shit on it.
Clay Clark should be kicking those things right off.
Yeah, just kicking them off. All right, so the next one, we got to load up some trinkets here. I mean, I gotta start selling some crap with these things. You know what
we
I mean?
We can do that right now. See, they're stealing our ideas, though. It's live.
Yeah, we gotta get going. All right. All right, we're gonna sign off. You're gonna come back on my show again, like live?
Yeah, Monday.
Yeah, but then you're not in person, though. I guess it's gonna be because you live in San Diego. When are you gonna move? You gonna move to Phoenix?
She goes to Texas, really.
Nah, Phoenix is better.
Phoenix is on the. I want to be Texas, but I'm not quite there.
Yeah, but if you go to Phoenix instead of being in San Diego, then if your son doesn't want to go, he can go to live in both.
Yeah.
He's like,
he said, go to Phoenix.
Yeah, when I asked,
See, Phoenix is telling you to come here. See, he said, come to Phoenix.
You know it's not going to get better.
All right, we gotta sign off. We gotta go. All right, we are done, everybody. Go to brighteon.tv and watch the show today. Let's go to the outro music. I can't find any of this. So what's his name again?
Solemn. And he's gonna have a Fauci head holding a coronavirus ball going, my precious, and then bastard.
You've been listening to Everything Home with Michelle Swinnick. Life, laughter, and the pursuit of happiness. To meet, learn from, and hire the experts and the guests, professionals, and members of the Everything Home Socially Conscious Referral Network and Marketplace, visit everythinghometalkshow.com/episodes. And to listen, subscribe, rate, review, like, follow, comment, and share, go to www.everythinghometalkshow.com and find us on all the major listening platforms. Thanks for listening. We hope you were entertained, and we hope that you picked up some real-life, tangible takeaways from some good people doing good business and good things. Till next time, this is Everything Home, signing off.